Sue Gabriel is here with us from Beverly Bootstraps, and she is the executive director. Sue, welcome. Thanks for joining us once again.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I always love to see you.
All right. Okay, folks. That's very nice. So that's why I come back. Okay. So, Sue, the organization here in Beverly is the demand is as high as it's ever been and much higher than it's ever been before. So just give us a quick overview on what demand is like for your services. Then we'll go into more detail on those specific services.
Sure. Well, Beverly Bootstraps has been around for over 30 years, and truly we are seeing record-breaking numbers, and that's not a good thing in our business. It's definitely a sad, sad thing. I just think that the combination of inflation and housing costs in our area, and then, of course, coming out of the pandemic, it's just creating such a squeeze on households. So we're seeing so many people here for our food assistance programs, and we are seeing a really big uptick in our case management inquiries.
All right. I want to go into those in more detail in a moment, but let's talk about the food. So what is available here for food in the food pantry and whatever, and how does that work, and tell us about the growth in that demand?
Sure. Well, we do a lot of different food assistance programs. So one is our food pantry, and we're seeing really, really high numbers of visits in our food pantry. And that's, again, due to all of those pressures. And we're seeing new households coming in and needing our help. And then we're seeing folks who were pretty stable on SNAP benefits, and the rollback of SNAP benefits in March has really created an influx for us. But we also do things like kids' weekend food bags with the schools, and we're seeing those numbers increasing dramatically as well. So the schools are seeing that the kids are definitely more challenged with food security. So just seeing it in a lot of different places. We're getting ready to roll out our mobile markets for the summer season. And we're supporting the senior center. We're bringing bags over every couple of weeks for them to distribute to the seniors that are visiting the senior center. So, and that's just a handful of what we do. The exciting thing is our food lockers, which maybe we talked about the last time you were here. We have refrigerated food lockers that will provide 24/7 access to food. We have launched those. So we have some clients that are piloting that right now, and we're very excited about that. We feel like that's going to give a lot more access for people.
Yeah, you know, I heard you in front of the city council about a week ago talking about the backpacks or the food for the students over the weekends. And tell us about that a little bit more, because I understand that you're getting some great feedback from the teachers in the schools.
We are. We've been doing this program, well, since before the pandemic, probably 4 or 5 years. And it actually started with teachers requesting this, teachers and school nurses. And so we piloted it, and it's just grown and grown and grown. But what the teachers find is if the children have food over the weekend, they are so much more able to focus. They're engaged when they come back on Monday, as opposed to not eating well over the weekend and really having a hard time to transition back into the school week.
Tell us about the case management piece here and the service that you provide for people for case management.
So they have to live in our service area. That's one key piece. But we now serve 5 communities, so we have a lot of folks coming in. And it really will depend on the person. So I can't say that if you are in arrears with your rent, that if you come in, we will definitely serve you. That's not a guarantee, but I would recommend that you definitely reach out and talk to us, because perhaps either we can help you directly or we can find a fund that could help you get out of that situation. And for the clients that we work with and for the landlords, we want that situation to work out well. It's no fun to be evicted, and certainly for our landlords, it's no fun to evict. And it makes a whole lot more sense if we can just keep people stable and where they are.
Yeah, and I remember as talking with you last time, there's this people will get services, state services, federal services, and so on. But there's a bridge when people are coming off of that that they might need or do need. And that's kind of the case management piece, too, if I remember correctly, that you would offer here for people is that making people, and I think you kind of noted that just a second ago, but finding out what other services might be available for people that might be coming off some assistance from the state or federal government.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, again, every individual is very different. So it depends on the situation. But our case managers are really great at looking at that situation and trying to figure out where are there some resources in the community or through the state or through the federal government. What can we do to help you get your situation stable?
The thrift store. It's part of the complex here and on Rantoul Street. So tell me, how does the thrift store work? And I guess you do take donations for the thrift store.
Oh, yes, we thrive on donations. It's the only way we have that place open. And so if somebody's thinking about donating, we encourage you to bring it down here, because if you do, what it does is it allows somebody else in the community to shop for a lot less for some really great item that's there. And in addition, any of the net profit out of that function that we have here goes right back into our services. So you really truly can make a difference in a life by donating to our thrift shop. And, you know, you can also think about it as we keep things out of the landfill and we provide some jobs to folks. So there's a lot of great reasons to bring your things here.
Well, can you give our listeners an idea what kinds of things are in most demand, if you will?
Absolutely. So the first thing is we need it in good condition. It really needs to be saleable. If it's not, then it costs us money. We actually have to throw it away or somehow get rid of it. And that costs us labor and it also costs us money. So make sure it's in good condition and seasonal, because we don't have any place to store winter coats and jackets right now. We can't take them because we just have no place to store them. But beyond that, what do we love? We love things like jewelry and accessories and clothing in great condition. We also really like household items. So, you know, those old Pyrex bowls that are in the back of your closet, if you're not using them anymore, we would love them. Also things that are, home decor. So a great lamp or a really neat bowl that, you may have on your side table, but you decided you're going to redecorate. Please bring that to us.
What about things like small appliances, coffee makers, toasters, those kinds of things?
If it's in really good working order and it looks like almost new, we definitely want it. Some electronic things we stay away from because, again, it's really hard for us to get rid of things if they don't work. But if it's a small appliance in great working order and it really looks great, please bring it to us.
Things like 8-track tape players and cassette players, probably not at the top of the list, right?
No, although you know what's back is vinyl.
Yes.
So if you have some great old vinyl, we would love that.
Really?
But leave your 8-tracks at home.
Okay. All right. Well, you got to draw a line somewhere, and that's where it's at. It seems pretty reasonable, too, with what's going on. Sue, tell us also, if people want to donate, I know you obviously people can go to your website. We'll have links up there and so on, but what is it that you need most? And I'm guessing that it's a cash donation or, off of a credit card or whatever people can do to donate. And I guess people would like to know, where does the money go? And I know you're kind of already told us where it goes, but what would you tell people?
Yeah, well, money's the easiest thing for us to work with, because we can put it towards any need that we have coming in. And as I said, the need is really... It's very sad right now for us to be here on staff and watch the desperate need that we have people coming in, and it feels a little bit different than it has for a long time. So certainly we would very much appreciate it. Easy to go through our website and just donate online. That's probably the very easiest way. What does it go towards? It goes towards all of the costs that that it takes to run this nonprofit here, we are very, very judicious with the money that people give us. We're very careful about how we spend it, and we make sure that it is, in the end, going to help the folks that are in our community who really need it.
And finally, if you were to describe to us what kind of growth that you've seen, in other words, obviously to serve more people, serve more food in the pantry and whatever, you need to be bringing in more donations and more supports. So describe maybe for our listeners what that growth, you know, meant for the organization.
I can give you one solid example. Over the last several years, we've been budgeting and spending about $60,000 every year of Beverly Bootstrap's money towards case management, towards those rents, the utilities. That's what we were putting into the community. We will do double that this year, and we anticipate that will not go down next year or the year after. We think this this kind of need is going to continue. In addition, our food costs are about three times what we budgeted them to be this year, both because of the cost of food, but also the demand for it. So so any kind of donation certainly helps us out.
Good. Sue, is there anything else you want to share with our listeners about Beverly Bootstraps here in spring of 2023?
I think we're just constantly grateful to the community. We understand we are only here because the community wants us to be here and supports us in the work that we do. So just as always, we're just so very grateful to live in such a generous community.
Great. Well, Sue, thank you so much for your time and for all of your work and, of course, all of your staff's work and the volunteers at work here at Beverly Bootstraps. It's obviously terrific work, much needed, and thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you, Bill. Always great to see you.
Yeah. Sue Gabriel, Executive Director, Beverly Bootstraps, here on MSONewsSports.com.